Hi everyone, welcome or welcome back to Real Recovery. If you're new here, this is a podcast where I talk about anorexia recovery and I use my own experience to give you guys practical tips and advice. And I hope this helps you if you're struggling. Obviously, my usual disclaimer, I'm not a medical professional. All of this is just from my own experience, so please don't treat any of this as medical advice. And if you are struggling with an eating disorder, please go and seek help from a professional. But yeah, let's get into today's episode. A little warning in advance, I am a bit ill at the moment. I've got flu or something, so if my voice sounds a bit funny, I apologise for that. But yeah, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a very highly requested topic. I'm going to be talking about body image. So I suppose a trigger warning is going to be needed. I'm going to be talking about negative body image thoughts and behaviours to do with that, like body checking and stuff. Obviously, as usual, I'm not going to be saying anything that I would think is particularly triggering, but if you're just sensitive to this kind of topic, then maybe don't listen to today's episode. So when it comes to body image, I'm going to give you a little bit of an overview of my own experience with it because I think it's kind of relevant here. I think with a lot of things to do with recovery, it's very easy to assume that things work for other people, but like, you know, the whole, oh, it works for them, but it won't work for me because of X, Y, Z. Like, your eating disorder will be very good at convincing you that you are the unicorn that the tips and the advice won't work for. But yeah, so for me, I've literally always remember, you know, being very self-conscious about my body, very hyper-focused on it, even when I was very young in primary school. And I would like pick it apart and compare it to other people. And like, I don't know, I definitely had like body insecurities. In my eating disorder, ironically, it got a lot worse. The more weight I lost, the worse I felt. Now, my body image struggles, they kind of varied over the years, I suppose. I think I always felt like I wasn't thin enough, like my body wasn't the right shape, all that kind of stuff really. But again, it definitely got worse during my eating disorder. It got to the point where my body image wasn't necessarily, like the insecurities weren't, oh, like I don't look good or I look bad or something. It was more like I'm not thin enough. And then when I got to be, you know, underweight, it was, oh, I'm not underweight enough. I need to get more and more underweight. So the whole body image thing definitely got worse during my eating disorder. Recovery obviously was very difficult at the beginning, body image wise, because I had to restore weight and that was so difficult. There was probably some elements of like body dysmorphia, you know, when you can't quite see yourself accurately. But at the same time, I don't really want to label myself with that because, I've never been diagnosed with body dysmorphia and I don't think that I necessarily fit it. There were times at the beginning of my recovery, during, you know, weight restoration, and I suppose throughout really, but there were times when the body image part was so, so difficult. It would literally, it would be almost intolerable. Like it would be excruciatingly painful emotionally. I just want you to know that I'm telling you all this because I want you to know that this was the place where I was coming from. And I know that a lot of you guys listening can probably relate to that. I just want you to know that it's possible to, you know, completely change that and completely change how you see yourself and how you, you know, feel about your body. But nowadays, right, I rarely have bad body image days. I do still get them and I do still get moments where I feel either like self-conscious or just kind of, yeah, like a bit like, oh, I don't really like how my body looks. But at the same time, I want to make it very clear that my bad body image days are rare, right? So they are not something that rules my life. They're not something that, in fact, they rarely last a whole day. It's kind of moments of bad body image. And more to the point, the moments of bad body image don't affect me the same extent. Like they don't affect me emotionally. They don't reduce my self-confidence or self-esteem. It's quite literally just an aesthetic like dislike. It's nothing more than that. Whereas before my eating disorder, and especially during my eating disorder and recovery, the moments of bad body image would completely, you know, it would destroy my self-esteem, it would destroy my self-confidence, it would really, really impact me emotionally. Whereas nowadays that kind of just doesn't have the same effect. The bad body image seems way more separate if that makes sense, and it doesn't affect my sense of self-worth. I genuinely did not think it was possible to get to a place where my body image wouldn't be on my mind 24/7, where I wouldn't be worrying about how I looked. And it wasn't even from a sense of seeming to be attractive or any of that. It was more of a place of, well, this was during my eating disorder anyway, it was much more of a place of control and safety. My body image wasn't necessarily attached to my, you know, I wasn't trying to impress anyone. I wasn't trying to even look good. Like, I genuinely didn't think I looked good. I kind of knew most of the time that I looked underweight and I didn't look very well. But at the same time, looking any bigger for me caused horrible body image. So I'm sure many people can relate. It's kind of weird, but it makes sense when you've got anorexia. So anyway, but yeah, I genuinely didn't think I'd get to a place where I wasn't hyper-focused on my body and when I wasn't hating how it looked. But I just want you to know that you literally can. And I know that when, well, at least on social media especially, you know, when people are trying to help you with your body image and like therapists and stuff, I just often find that the advice can be very vague, it can be very unattainable and unrealistic sounding. The whole like body positivity, love yourself, but they never actually tell you how to do that and how to change your thoughts. So I just want you to know in this episode, I'm going to be telling you specifically how I did this. I'm going to try and list off everything I can, but obviously I'm going to probably miss some stuff. So, you know, maybe I'll have to do a part two to this. But yeah, I just want you to know that there are some like practical things that you can do on a like daily basis that genuinely will improve your body image. It's not just some sort of vague, airy fairy floating about like idea. It's an actual thing you can achieve. So yeah, and also you don't have to settle for bad body image. Like, I know that again, it's very popular in recovery, like recovery things online, for people to be like, yeah, I still get bad body image days all the time, and but I still eat, so it's fine. And I agree to an extent. That's a definite like improvement in, you know, your thinking and stuff, if you are able to accept the bad days and continue to eat and engage in recovery. But at the same time, I don't think you need to settle for that. I don't think you need to settle for hating your body all the time and still managing to eat. I think that's still quite a low bar. And it is definitely possible to come to a place where you either are completely neutral to your body, which is where I feel like I am most of the time. And it's also possible to come to a place where you can genuinely appreciate your body for what it does and also for how it looks, which again, I think I've also come to that place as well. Like, there are times, a lot of times, when I either am appreciative of my body for what it can do, and there's also times when I'm appreciative of my body for how it looks. I might think, oh, I look nice today, or, oh, you know, this outfit looks good and stuff like that. So yeah, basically all of that is possible, and I'm going to tell you how in this episode. Very quickly, before I get into the tips, I just want to let you guys know I've got a set of body image worksheets that have all the like journaling exercises, the like goal setting, the trackers, the like therapy sort of prompts and stuff. Basically all the exercises and everything I can think of that I used to help me in my body image, I've, you know, turned it into a workbook pretty much, which you can buy on my Etsy. It'll be linked down below. You know, it's instant download PDF, you can print it at home. Just want to put that out there right now. Obviously you don't have to buy it, but I just want to let you know that that's available if you do want to buy it. Right, let's get into the tips. So I've got 7 tips here, and then at the very end I'm going to list some of the ideas that you guys came up with. I asked you guys on my Instagram to give your best tips for dealing with bad body image days, and you came through. So yeah, let's get into it. So my first tip for when you have bad body image and how to improve it is to view it as a symptom, and regulate your emotions when bad body image crops up. So for me, I began to see bad body image thoughts and those very negative, horrible feelings. It feels like a little pit in your stomach. You just feel awful, like you can't look at yourself. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. But I began viewing that as a symptom of either of my eating disorder. Perhaps I was feeling guilty or out of control around food. And then that would translate into a very intense feeling of, oh, I look so awful. Oh my God, I look so fat. Or it could be a symptom of emotional dysregulation. Maybe I was feeling a bit tired. Maybe I was feeling anxious or stressed, or, you know, even when I was often bad body image for me, it kind of came along with this great feeling of disgust and almost overwhelm And usually that was due to a feeling of disgust and overwhelm in other areas. So maybe I was just really overwhelmed with the state of my room and it wasn't tidy and I was feeling disgusted with that. And that would translate into bad body image. Or it might be like I was feeling very, very full and, you know, I was dealing with bloating and edema and all that kind of stuff that does happen during recovery. It's all very difficult physically. And those physical difficulties can make you very overwhelmed and disgusted in your physical body. And then your eating disorder brain will turn that into bad body image. Whereas actually, it's not to do with how you look, it's to do with how you feel. So once I started viewing my, you know, my bad body image thoughts as symptoms and signs of emotional dysregulation, I was much more able to deal with them and they didn't really affect my self-worth. They just sort of, I was able to observe them and yeah, basically don't take those critical thoughts, the self-criticism as fact, just treat it as they're there to, you know, communicate an unmet emotional need to you. And then what you can do is you just meet that emotional need and you help yourself regulate. And very often this will just improve the body image without you actually having to change your appearance. And this is obviously really, really important because you can't be going into recovery and then every time you get a bad body image thought, you have to be like, oh my God, I need to change my body. I need to restrict, because then it's just not recovery. So very important. First tip, find those coping skills, try and implement self-care. And when bad body image thoughts crop up, be like, okay, I'm going to observe this as literally nothing more, nothing less than a symptom of something else. This is trying to communicate an unmet need to me. Maybe I'm stressed. Maybe I'm feeling guilty. Maybe I'm feeling too full. Maybe there's something physically wrong with my body. Like I'm feeling very, I don't know, constipated, or, you know, I've got a lot of swelling and edema going on, because often that really affected me, my body image. So if that's you right now, treat those things as separate. They're not actually your body image. It's kind of a miswiring, right? So you've got this, you know, unmet need and your body's, your brain is trying to communicate to you, but it does that in the form of sending you these very awful, like, self-critical body image thoughts. So that's my first tip, is just meet those emotional needs, find out how you can regulate and cope in other ways that don't affect, like, changing your body and restricting your food. Okay, so my second tip is basically, there's no other way to say this other than block the thoughts, which sounds really stupid. I'll try and explain, hang on. It's very tedious and it's a lot of hard work at the beginning when it's not, you know, an automatic thing, but over time it does become an automatic response and it's really not, you know, it's not difficult. Basically what you have to do is when you feel that negative thought coming in, you immediately stamp it out, and you have to be very focused and very determined to do this, because obviously you can't control your thoughts when they crop up. But what I mean is you kind of block it halfway through the thought. So you might start getting the thought of, oh my God, I look so awful. My stomach is so big right now. And as that thought is coming into your brain, the split second you recognize it, you block it with something else. And it can be anything. You can block it with anything. You can start counting. You can be like, oh my God, am I 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can literally do that. You can block it with anything. You could look at something and be like, oh, the wall looks nice, or something like, literally anything, right? Even better, you could block it with a positive thought. So you could be like, oh my God, my stomach looks so, it'll immediately change it to, oh, my hair looks nice today. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to get in there really, really quickly, as quickly as you possibly can, and block out that bad body image thought. And yes, it's not perfect. It's much more of a band-aid over the problem rather than a solution, but it can really help you stop that spiral and that, yeah, like, negative self-critical spiral, which then leads to other things. It leads to you picking yourself apart. It leads to you regretting your whole life choices and, like, oh my God, I can't eat anymore. Like, that's what used to happen when I used to get myself into that negative spiral, and blocking those thoughts immediately as they came in really helped. Obviously, yeah, it's a short-term fix, but it does become more automatic over time. And similarly to this, what you can do is you can kind of preempt the negative thoughts and block them before. So what I mean is, if you know you're getting ready in the morning and you know you're about to look in the mirror to, I don't know, do your makeup or do your hair or whatever, and you know that every single time you look in the mirror, your eating sort of voice pipes up and starts, you know, picking apart your body and being mean to yourself. If you know that's going to happen, because it happens every day, right? If you know that's going to happen, you can preemptively get in there with a positive thought or a, you know, some way of cutting that short. So what I would do is I'd be like, okay, I know I'm going to look in the mirror. I know that, you know, I'm going to start feeling very upset about my weight gain. And before that happens, I'm not going to let it happen. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to think about something really positive I can say about myself. So for me, that would be like finding something that I liked about myself or I liked about my body, and then having that in the forefront of my mind as I was looking in the mirror to do my hair or whatever, so that my eating sort of brain couldn't start, you know, picking apart my weight and how I looked and my arms this, my legs that, whatever. I would have in the forefront of my brain, or like my eyebrows look good today, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, have something there to block out those negative body thoughts. And then, yeah, over time it does become more automatic. So yeah, that's my second tip. My third tip is to improve your overall self-esteem and reduce your overall self-criticism in all areas pretty much, but obviously including your body. This can also, I know that people listening are probably going to think, okay, well, that's really unrealistic, especially if you're someone who does struggle with very like poor self-esteem. But again, it's something you can actually change. Your brains have neuroplasticity. Your belief systems can always change over time if you make the effort every single day to not reinforce those existing ones and to build new ones. So by this, what you can do to improve your self-esteem, basically, there are many ways of doing it. What worked for me, I think, was working on my self-talk, was also finding things I liked about myself and encouraging myself to do things I was good at. Because obviously when you're doing things you're good at, you're going to get that sense of reward every time you achieve something, every time you succeed at something. It's going to build your overall confidence. Another thing that, you know, builds self-esteem and confidence is building trust within yourself and respect within yourself, and that comes through your actions. If you're dealing with anorexia, you are actively reinforcing to yourself every single day that you are not someone who is worthy of food, of self-care, of literally basic human needs, right? So when you're in recovery, you have to start reversing that. You have to start treating yourself well. That means eating your meals and snacks. It means going to sleep on time. It means doing all the things that you would do if you were caring for someone else. And developing that over time does improve your self-confidence and improves your self-worth. This is difficult because obviously recovery often feels like failure when you're still stuck in the anorexic mindset and belief system and goal system, which is driven towards weight loss. So obviously you have to reverse that, which can definitely feel like failure. But as I've talked about in other episodes, and I'll probably make a whole episode on, when you start setting recovery goals and, you know, fake it till you make it almost, try and gain weight, try and eat more, try and do those things. And when you achieve them, you start building self-confidence because you are, you know, you're doing what you set out to do, and that can't not make you more confident within yourself. You've got a lot more self-respect and self-trust. Anyway, all of that stuff genuinely does help your body image, because what it does is it takes away the emotion behind it. So I have very good self-esteem now, and it means that when I do get bad body image thoughts, it's such a small part of me and it's such a small factor in my overall self-worth that it doesn't necessarily take a toll anymore. Like, it won't make me feel dreadful. It will just make me, I don't know, slightly uncomfortable for a bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's so much more that surrounds my self-worth and my self-image that the body image part is such a small part. And I think once you can do that over time, you can start building up yourself around that. You've got more to yourself than just your body and your weight. It just takes the pressure off the body image part and it just makes the whole experience easier. So yeah, my fourth tip is a very important one, and it's basically to stop body checking and to just reduce that hyper focus on your body throughout the day. So I will make a whole episode on how to stop body checking, because it's obviously not as easy as just stop, but you know, it's very important to do. But you know, a few things you can do, so stop weighing yourself, stop measuring yourself. Stop visually checking yourself by like taking photos or videos of yourself. What helped me with this was getting blind weighed at the doctor's, getting rid of my scale, moving my mirror to a different part of my room, giving myself a timer when I was, you know, going to look in the mirror. I'd be like, okay, well, you've got 5 seconds. And that stopped, again, that negative spiral of picking myself apart. Deleting pictures of myself at my lowest weight, removing all my body check photos on my iPhone, just putting them into that hidden folder, you know, in your camera roll part, there's like a hidden folder, or delete them, whatever you want, as long as you don't have to see them all the time and compare yourself. And engage in other activities throughout the day that aren't body checking, that aren't anything to do with your body. And all of that can really help your body image because it just takes the focus off. My fifth tip is to fake it till you make it. I know that this can be a bit tricky. It can kind of, you know, toe the line a bit between toxic positivity and sort of, yeah, like you don't want to be suppressing your emotions. So I know that people do take issue with the whole like fake it till you make it thing, but for me it really, really helped, especially at the beginning when I really didn't have anything real to help me with. Like I didn't have any sense of self-worth and I didn't have any, you know, appreciation for my body, so I had to fake it. So I'm going to list off a few things that I did which really helped with this. So weirdly enough, photo shoots, and I don't mean professional photo shoots, I literally just mean taking some pictures, like get some nice lighting, do my hair, like do some makeup. You don't have to post them anywhere. I didn't post these pictures on Instagram or anything, I just had them to look at. And I think the act of viewing yourself in a nice light and in a nice way and having those pictures, even though it is posed, and I know that again people might take issue with that, but I think that really did help the whole like fake it till you make it self-esteem, self-confidence thing. Other things that help with this are literally forcing yourself to smile in the mirror and look happy at yourself. Like I would literally stand in the mirror and be like, yep, I'm so happy with how I look today, faking a smile. It tricks your brain into thinking, oh, like, do you know what I mean? Like it must, smiling and all that, it must release some sort of chemical or it must do something to your brain to trick yourself. That's how I thought about it anyway. Maybe that's not true, but smile at yourself in the mirror. Wear outfits that kind of scare you or make you a bit uncomfortable, but outfits that you really like and that you feel confident in. That kind of relates to body exposure, and maybe I'll do a whole episode on that, but it's kind of feel the fear and do it anyway in a way. Going out in public and refusing to suck your stomach in, body check, do all those things. So you kind of just have to muscle through. It's almost a bit of willpower. You have to force yourself to do the things that scare you and sort of pretend to be confident while doing it. It doesn't sound very fun, but honestly, it's not that bad. It's a lot scarier thinking about doing those things than actually doing them in many cases. And it will like dramatically improve your body image. It will kind of turbo speed it, you know. It's doing things and taking action will help rewire those belief systems a lot faster than sitting down and thinking about them. So I think, yeah, fake it till you make it, act confident to be confident. Think to yourself, what would someone who had genuinely good body image do in this scenario? Would they wear this or would they wear this? Would they stand in the mirror and, you know, scrutinize every part of themselves for 15 minutes before going out, or would they just walk out the door and not mind? Like, do the things that someone with good body image would do. Okay, my sixth tip is also really important. And I will probably make a whole episode on this one as well, but it's basically about your self-talk. This kind of relates to, like, positive affirmations, I suppose, but I don't really think it's that. Basically, I would have this sort of mantra in my head. I'd have a few, actually, and I suppose they changed over the months during recovery, but it would be like, it also helped with the thought blocking thing. So when I'd start getting those negative thoughts, I would literally just come in with a very firm statement, which I did believe, but it also kind of helped affirm, you know, good body image over bad. And it would just be, I look good today, or I look good every day, or something like that. Something very simple. And it doesn't have to be too involved. It doesn't have to be too unbelievable and unattainable. When it comes to these like positive affirmations and statements and stuff, it can be very like forced, and often that kind of does the opposite. If you sit there and you say, oh my God, I absolutely love how I look amazing, I'm literally, you know, 10 out of 10 every single day, and you completely don't believe that, then even saying that might just kind of almost feel like it's taking the piss a bit, and you might get annoyed and it might not help. So I think start with the believable statement. So it can be really, really simple. So start with something like, I have, I don't know, brown eyes or whatever, and then tack on to that a slightly more positive one, something that inches you towards where you want to be. So it could be like, I have brown eyes and, you know, my hair looks good today, or I have brown eyes and my body is okay. It could literally be simple, and just take it a step at a time. Don't allow that self-critical voice to come in, and when it does come in, don't sit and, you know, listen to it. Either block it out if you can, and if you can't, sort of follow on with more neutral statements, statements that are based in rationality and fact. If you start, you know, hearing the voice of, oh my god, you are awful, you look subhuman, you look like the fattest person in the world, you look awful, think to yourself, okay, well, is that true? Would I say that to, you know, 5-year-old me? Would I say that to my best friend? You know, all those kind of things. You kind of got to engage a part of yourself that wants the best for you, and you've got to work on your self-talk. Stop bashing yourself in conversations to other people as well, right? So stop the whole self-deprecating humor. If all your friends are there like, oh my god, look awful today, because people do that, it's very common, it's kind of annoying, but it's very common socially to, you know, literally like bash yourself and how you look. But don't engage in it, okay? Either be silent or try and change the tone a bit and be like, no, you know what, I think let's try and be confident or whatever. You know what I mean? Just stop bashing yourself in conversation, because the words you say about yourself matter, because your brain is literally always listening to you and it will always pick up on what you're saying and what you're doing, and it will use that to form its beliefs. If you start saying nice things about yourself, you don't even have to say them. You can write them down, or you can literally just think them in your head. When you start doing that, your brain does pick up on it, and it does use that to then build this new belief system, and it, over time it gets a lot stronger. I think I literally did this so well that now I find it genuinely difficult to say mean things about myself. And when I do have those self-critical thoughts, they're so much more like mild than they would have been. Like for me, a bad body image thought is literally just like, oh, like, you know, that doesn't look very good or something like that. It's not like, oh my god, you look awful, you can't even be seen, like you're, it's not any of that anymore, because I've worked on my self-talk so much that for me, being very like hypercritical and mean to myself genuinely feels uncomfortable, whereas before it was the opposite. It was so uncomfortable for me to say nice things about myself. And don't get me wrong, like it's not about being egotistical, it's not about being vain, it's just about having basic self-respect and talking to yourself like you are a human being. You know, if you identify as a nice person, like I'm sure that most of you listening think to yourself, oh yeah, I'm a kind person, I'm nice to people. But then you'll also be there slating yourself in the mirror. So you just got to take on that same energy that you would of other people to yourself. It doesn't mean you have to be, yeah, it doesn't mean you have to be full of yourself. It literally just means have some self-respect, and talk to yourself in a way that is nice and kind. So yeah. That really helped me, and honestly, I want to remind you guys that all of this becomes way more natural over time. The first few weeks, it's going to feel very uncomfortable, very forced, but just keep going. And yeah, and I think if you're someone who really doesn't like talking aloud, because I was never someone who could just stand in the mirror and do my whole like positive affirmations. So what I did is I would either write them down in my journal every day. I would write down, be like, okay, think of 2 things you can say to yourself today if you start feeling negative about yourself. And for me, it was very simple, like mantras and statements and all that. Or you can, you know, say it in your head. Whatever works for you, just do it. Work on your self-talk. Anyway, my 7th tip, my final tip, is to change your physical state. And by this, I do not mean lose weight. I do not mean change your body's appearance. I don't mean exercise to change how you look. I don't mean change how you look in a way that requires you to enforce some sort of unhealthy control over yourself. I don't mean that at all. What I mean by change your physical state kind of relates to my first point about regulating yourself emotionally. This is more like regulating yourself physically. So if your bad body image is connected to a feeling of feeling unclean or feeling uncomfortable even in your body, then change that feeling. So have a shower, you know, do your skincare, whatever, do your hair nicely, like change into some clothes that don't make you feel uncomfortable. If you're wearing something that's very tight around the waist and you're also feeling bloated, then that can, you know, trigger these bad body image thoughts. So instead of taking that out on your body, all you have to do is change that physical sensation of being uncomfortable. Likewise, you can increase your physical confidence in yourself by taking pride in other elements of your appearance that you actually can control in a healthy way. When it comes to things like your hairstyle or your makeup or doing your nails or whatever it is, wearing a nice outfit, all those things, wearing jewelry maybe, all those things you can do and you can change, and they can help improve your sense of, you know, physical self-confidence and stuff. And I think doing all of that when you have bad body image can often help. So yeah, remove any physical discomfort. If you're noticing some like sensations on your body, like you're not comfortable with, and that's translating to bad body image, tackle that as the issue. Don't let your eating disorder completely zoom in and on the body image sensation of it. Kind of take a step back and be like, okay, well, what's actually making me uncomfortable right now? Is it something I can change? Is it something I can improve or something like that? And for me, like when I was having a bad body image day, it's very tempting to just, you know, turn inward and self-destruct almost and be like, okay, well, screw it. I'm gonna like go even more and more and more into that sort of self-hatred, and it all just can get very negative from there. Or you can kind of turn it around a bit. You can have a shower, you can, yeah, like brush your teeth, do some skincare, wash your hair, like put on a nice outfit, try and make yourself feel better. And again, that also goes for your physical self. Like, are you dehydrated? Have you eaten? Like, honestly, not eating enough and having those periods where you're feeling hungry or your blood sugar's low or you're not sleeping well and you're dehydrated, all of that kind of stuff will take a toll on your mood. And very often when we're feeling anxious or tired or just a bit like horrible and like low mood from low blood sugar and not having enough food, I know it's very much easier said than done when you do have anorexia, obviously that's kind of part of the issue, but when that all is going on, you can't be surprised when you're not going to be feeling great physically and mentally. And obviously when you're not feeling great physically and mentally, that can lead and trigger body image negative thoughts. So it's all just something to bear in mind. I want to remind you guys that bad body image is a symptom. There is nothing wrong with your actual body. And I think this is proven by the fact that your body can't change dramatically overnight. And even in a week or 2 weeks, it can't change dramatically. Your body image can fluctuate by the minute, literally by the hour, by the minute, by the day. You can be having these awful, oh my God, I look awful, I look like a sea slug, I can't go out, all that. And then the next hour, you'll be like, okay, well, I clearly look fine. So my point here is that your body isn't changing, but your thoughts and your perception of it is. And I'm sure this is even worse if you do struggle with body dysmorphia, or something similar, I'm sure it's even worse. So I just want to remind you that it's not a problem with your body. It's literally not a physical problem with your body. Your body probably doesn't look any different to 5 minutes ago when you weren't hating it. Do you know what I mean? It's not a problem with your body. It's a symptom of either your eating disorder or emotional dysregulation or physical discomfort. And I think that's the crux here, right? It's not actually your body, it's just another problem that is manifesting in this way. And I think it's important to remember that everyone has, you know, ways that emotions and problems manifest. Some people, it will manifest in feeling very, you know, depressed or feeling very critical about their achievements with their job. Or maybe it will manifest in, you know, an alcohol addiction or something. Everyone has these, you know, everyone has their little, what's the word? I don't know what the word is, but everyone has ways which these negative feelings manifest. And I think it's unfortunate, but people like us, it can very often manifest in negative body image. So treat it as that, treat it as nothing more than that. And I promise you it gets better over time. I want to mention as well that improving my body image doesn't necessarily make my eating disorder any better. And by that I mean, I genuinely don't think it changed. Maybe this is just me, maybe it's different. Well, it definitely is different for everyone, but for me the relationship to food and relationship to exercise didn't actually change at all. It didn't improve when my body image improved, which I think is actually, if you think about it, it's even more proof that your body image isn't to do with food and exercise and all that. They're so separate, yet your eating disorder connects them all. So I don't want to give you guys false hope. I don't want to be like, all you have to do is fix your body image with these steps and then your whole eating disorder will disappear, because honestly it did not happen for me at all. All of the other elements of my eating disorder were still very much there. And I guess, yeah, it's just a slow process, isn't it? But I did find that my body image was something that I was able to improve dramatically, and it was actually the most surprising part of my recovery. It was the thing that I thought would never get better. I was so shocked at noticing it getting better. And I think the whole fake it till you make it, acting confident and acting like I like my body, it worked wonders. It worked quite fast. So if you're going to do anything, I want you to try and challenge yourself to go out somewhere and, you know, wear something that would make you kind of want to body check or want to like not show it off, or like wear a crop top, or all those kind of things that you might be scared to do. I really encourage you to do them. I'm going to finish this episode by reading out some of your tips. So I mentioned this on my Instagram story the other day. If you want to follow my Instagram, it will be linked down below. But I mentioned that I want to start collecting tips from you guys as well, and then sharing them. And I'm going to be sharing them here at the end of episodes, maybe, if it's related to a certain topic. And I'm also sharing it on my Instagram. But I think it's important because everyone has different things that work for them. And I think everyone has something valuable to add to the conversation. And I think it's silly not to use you guys, right? Because it's a big community there, and everyone's going to be, you know, finding these various tips and tricks and all the stuff that works for them. And I think if it works for one person, I can guarantee it will work for another person. It might not work for everyone, but it's still useful to collect all these things and just share them. But yeah, and I'm just going to read out a few. Just, I don't want to go on too long, but so these are some things that you guys mentioned over on the Instagram. Baggy clothes, distractions. Someone said, accept it. Don't be mad or angry at yourself. Someone said, do not body check in any way. Someone says, and I like this one, go someplace that makes you happy. For example, the beach. The local beach is pretty quiet, so some days this person will wear a challenging outfit. And I think that's a good way to start the whole body exposure thing, right? So go somewhere that is not going to be super crowded. Maybe go somewhere on your own so you don't have to worry about like judgment from people around you, or perceived judgment, I should say. But anyway, another one, someone said, I like this one too, go up a hill or somewhere high and watch all the little humans and realize how little our worries are. I like that. Another person said, put your favourite outfit on. Somebody mentioned dancing. Someone said, wear something you feel comfy in. Basically, yeah, those are some tips from you guys. And I think try and put some of those into practice. And some of the seven tips I said as well today, try and put all that into practice to help you with your body image. And I'd love to know how you guys get on. I want to know which tips you're, you know, finding useful. If anything I've said in this episode has been like, oh, that sounds good, I'm going to try that, feel free to message me. If you want to message me, go ahead and use my Instagram. It's probably better to use the podcast Instagram because there's less people on there, so I'm more likely to see your message. But at the same time, you can also email me, anything you want, really. You can also, you know, message me and request a topic for a future episode. I'm wishing everyone the best, and I believe in you all, and I hope that you all have a great week. But yeah. Oh, and thank you so much to everyone who has previously rated and reviewed the podcast. It really, really helps. It helps push it out on all the algorithms and all these platforms and stuff. So if you haven't and you find this episode or this podcast really helpful, please, please, please give it a 5-star rating on wherever you're listening, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever. And leave a little review if you want. It's free, takes 5 seconds. Yeah, thank you so much if you have. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I'm gonna leave it here, and until next time.